This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the Book of Psalms, and we're calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy, holy, holy God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the chief cornerstone and the desire of our hearts. You are Elohim, the forgiver, and the great good shepherd. O Lord, you are the heir of all things and the image of the invisible God. You are the just judge and the key to everything we need. You are love itself, and you are the Messiah, the name above all names. O Lord, you are the owner of everything, and you preserve everything. Lord, you are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You're the rider on the white horse coming soon, O Lord. You're the stability of our times and the truth. Lord, you're unstoppable in your love and you're victorious in your ways. You're the wonderful counselor and the example we're longing to follow each day. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light, and you have zero tolerance for sin. Blessed be your name, O Lord. May you be glorified in us today. Thank you for this new day. Thank you for this opportunity to pray with my brothers and sisters. Lord, give them extra strength today as the end of quarters are coming up and grades have to be done and students have to finish projects and all of the pressures that come at the end of a quarter each time. Thank you for rhythms and cycles and new beginnings and endings. Lord, it's an exciting part of being in the educational system. We don't want to forget that. And we don't want to forget that you designed everything and that everything you do is good. So we praise you this day, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Let us be like you and be loving, kind, merciful, faithful, and tender-hearted this day. We praise you and thank you for all that you do. In the mighty and beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And as you may already know, we are reading Psalm 119 that has 176 verses. So needless to say, we are breaking it up in bite-sized pieces. We are up to our fifth portion of Psalm 119 today. And we will be doing it 11 times. 11 times 16 stanzas is that 176 verses. We are so grateful for Lindsay. She read the whole thing for us. I'll let her introduce herself. The Word of God, Psalm 119.
Hello, my name is Lindsay French, and I am from Alexandria, Minnesota. I teach early childhood special education, and I'm going to be reading Psalm 119 from the New Living Translation. You have done many good things for me, Lord, just as you promised. I believe in your commands. Now teach me good judgment and knowledge. I used to wander off until you disciplined me, but now I closely follow your word. You are good and do only good. Teach me your decrees. Arrogant people smear me with lies, but in truth, I obey your commandments with all my heart. Their hearts are dull and stupid, but I delight in your instructions. My suffering was good for me, for it taught me to pay attention to your decrees. Your instructions are more valuable to me than millions in gold and silver. You made me. You created me. Now give me the sense to follow your commands. May all who fear you find in me a cause for joy, for I have put my hope in your word. I know, O Lord, that your regulations are fair. You disciplined me because I needed it. Now let your unfailing love comfort me, just as you promised me, your servant. Surround me with your tender mercies so I may live, for your instructions are my delight. Bring disgrace upon the arrogant people who lied about me. Meanwhile, I will concentrate on your commandments. Let me be united with all who fear you, with those who know your laws. May I be blameless in keeping your decrees. Then I will never be ashamed.
Praise God for the reading of his word. And thank you, Lindsay, for reading Psalm 119 for us again today. Let us pray Psalm 119, this portion. Dear Father, our Creator, you made us. You created us. We probably don't think about that enough. Thank you for the beauty of your design and intricacies of systems in our bodies. Lord, we have our hope in you who sustains all things. Lord, when children or adults on our campus don't care for or don't like their own bodies, help them to know and remember that you are their designer. You are good and do only good. Help us to take better care of ourselves, Lord, in mind, body, and spirit, so that we may glorify you each day. Let us be united with all who fear and love you on our campus. Help our brothers and sisters pray together while they're at school in an appropriate and encouraging manner. We need your ways, Lord. We delight in your word. Your ways are more valuable than millions in gold and silver. Now let your unfailing love comfort us, your servants. We give you this day at school and ask in the perfect name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for being so faithful, for being in God's word each day and in prayer. I'm going to read you our daily devotional now from Christian Educators. We offer these each school day, and you can find them on our website at christianeducators.org, or you can come here and listen to them on Around the Word in 180 days. This devotional is called Clarinet Reads. It is written by Shirley Wilson. Shirley used to be a music teacher and a former board member of Christian Educators. She has written some really good devotionals for us. The scripture that Shirley chose is Psalm 25, verses 4 to 5. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are my God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Beginning clarinetists break reeds. My students took so much time during lessons or band class to come to my desk for new ones. Often they wouldn't have the 50 cents or would owe me the money until the next lesson. Sometimes instead they would go to a friend who had extra reeds for a quick replacement. That's where Nicole came in. She always thought ahead and came prepared with extra reeds. She could be counted on, and the other girls knew it. Consequently, her friends kept depleting her supply, and she grew tired of it. So she devised a plan. Nicole decided that the way to keep her new reeds to herself was to put each one in her mouth as soon as she bought it. That way, none of the other girls would want her reeds. I laughed at Nicole's ingenuity. It also made me think about those things that we should hold on to tightly, such as God's truth. As teachers, we continually pursue knowledge, as we should. We spend several days a year taking in-service training, going to summer and evening classes, and obtaining graduate degrees. We need to make it our business to learn so that we can teach more effectively. However, God warns us in his word about gaining knowledge without him, the one in whom all knowledge dwells. So while it is important to gain all the credentials we need in order to teach effectively and with excellence, let us primarily be people of truth and hold it dear. May all the learning we gain be passed through the sieve of God's truth. Show us your ways, O Lord. Teach us your paths. Guide us in your truth and teach us, for you are God our Savior. Amen. And that was our daily devotional for today, Clarinet Reads by Shirley Wilson. And now, dear friends, I wanted to remind you that we are going to pray together again today at precisely 1:16 p.m. And we do that because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today we're going to be praying for teachers and assistants who serve special needs students, just like Lindsay. And there's so many of you. We have many needy children these days. Amen. So let us lift up the teachers and assistants of those children today and the needs that they have. Now, if you get to 1:16 and your alarm goes off and you don't remember the prompt, don't worry. Just pray. Maybe it's a simple, thank you, Lord, or help me, Lord, or for the first person that you see. So my friends, I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now my favorite part, I get to bless you with Psalm 23. I will be reading it for you today in the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not be in need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for the sake of his name. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Certainly, goodness and faithfulness will follow me all the days of my life, and my dwelling will be in the house of the Lord forever. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we are taking a little spring break and that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day when we come back on March the 18th, if the Lord is willing. This is Karen. I love you.